Week two of organized team activities underway at the Florida Blue practice fields Monday, a gorgeous day for football, and practice number 4 out of 10 is in the books. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice fields, the fourth practice of OTAs on a gorgeous Monday morning. A lot of focus on defense today. Defensive coordinator Bob Babich spoke with the media after practice. Now, he has plenty of new toys on a defense that returns quite a bit from a year ago, and one of the keys on defense this year could be free agent linebacker Dan Skuda. Now, Babich said today he could also see a little time in a pass rushing role. There's plenty to learn, though, for Skuda in a new defense, and even for a seventh-year linebacker, this time of year in OTAs is vital.
It's definitely important, and every little teaching moment, because it's the 3D mentality is much different than what I'm used to playing for in the past. So, just learning the way the coaches like you to play certain situations is very important. And, you might not hear it if you weren't here, obviously. So you need to be here and paying attention all the time.
Some other notes from Monday's practice. Good news for the offense. Wide receiver Allen Robinson got some individual work today, coming off a foot fracture that ended his rookie season. He keeps progressing forward. Defensive end Jared Audrick out with back tightness, and Leo defensive end Andre Branch out with knee tendonitis. Nothing major for either one. And second-year wide receiver Damian Copeland was back on the practice field today. He had wrist surgery in training camp last year and missed his rookie season. The wide receiver is getting a bit healthier. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and last week we talked about Julius Thomas quite a bit. He was good last week, but hey, guess what? He's still pretty good, John.
Well, yeah, and here we are in the second week of OTAs, and we're still talking about it. So I asked Gus Bradley, are you pleased with Julius Thomas, but more than that, are you pleased with the consistency? Obviously, that's what you're looking for, and he said, yeah, absolutely. And he made reference, so we can make reference, made a couple of good catches in the red zone today, which is why they got him. I think just overall, what you're pleased with Julius Thomas is the fact that every day he's showing up, he's doing the things you asked him to do. So, again, it's not the regular season yet, but in terms of an off season, very, very solid for this guy.
We heard on the defensive side today from Bob Babich, the Jaguars defensive coordinator. Is this group ahead of where they were at the end of last season?
Well, as you cover this team for a while, you sort of get a feel for how each guy talks. And Bob Babich is not really a guy who is given to hyperbole. He's not effusive with the praise, so to speak. But today, asked about the defense, he said, yeah, no doubt he feels like they're ahead. He says you can see it. He says you can see why we like what's going on out there. So to me, that was the big tell, that they really do like a lot about what's going on defensively. Some of it's a combination of the fact that they've got new guys. Mm-hmm. Some of it's the fact that they've got guys who played well last season who are coming up and doing well again. So all those pieces coming together is what you want. It's what you hope when you go out and sign free agents like they did, that those pieces can come together.
And one of those pieces that played well late last year was Aaron Colvin, mm-hmm. and it's turned into a deep position now at defensive back.
Well, and Aaron Colvin's a guy, I'm always skeptical about rookies, but yet here's a guy last year, last six games, not only showed up, but was maybe as good as any DB on the roster, playing as a rookie with very little preparation time. So I said, wow, this guy could be special. I was a little surprised that he's playing nickel, but to me, I think he'll play some outside. I don't know how much. I'd be surprised if at some point next season you don't see him a lot on the outside. I think he's that good, and it looks like he could be a special player going forward.
And once he gets out there, he might Wally Pip somebody and stay out there, right?
Makes a lot of plays and very consistent. Yeah, don't sleep on this guy, I guess is what we're saying.
Well done, John. Week two is underway.
It's underway, and it's sunny out here.
Practice number 5 comes up on Tuesday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.